قد أفلح من زكاها.
But that person has become 100% successful, who has purified all the imbalances and taken away all the dirt and has made it pure. So that is قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. خاب is total loss. You had a business, you were owning, you had 50 million rand, 500 million rand, you were a millionaire, but you lost everything. Oh, what a big loss. You even lost your home, you even lost your car, you haven't got money to pay your telephone account. What a big loss. خاب خسرت الدنيا والآخرة. Not only you lose your whole dunya, but even your akhirat is lost. Such a person who does not make tazkiyah of his nafs, doesn't bring a balance in his life, that person is in total destruction. No matter how much he did of, you have all the knowledge of deen, forget dunya, dunya is out of the question. But you weren't making namaz, you are not balanced. You had all the knowledge of deen, but you didn't have humility in you, you are not balanced. So with all that you will be destroyed. So قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. And then whatever examples I give, they are really even irrelevant. Allah gives an example. كذبت ثمود بطغواها. The people of Thamud, what a mighty nation. They had so much. Till today, if you go where the people of Thamud live today, it's preserved. How they carved out their houses from the mountains. What strength Allah gave them. As far as sun'at, what you call that in English? Sun'at, like factory, like making things. They Allah gave them a great gift of the iron was like clay in their hands. How rock was like a candle in their hands. They carved out their houses. They lived in great, great luxury. They had that guna, they had the guna of idol worship. And they had the guna of lust in them. They were just worried about women satisfying themselves, lust all the time. Allah sent the Thamud alayhi salatu wasalam, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam to them, invite them to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, if you don't make tazkiyah of your nafs, even the Nabi comes and you don't listen to him. Then they, what they say, we want from this particular rock, we want a camel to come out, female camel, and the camel must be pregnant. With their eyes, they saw it coming out from that rock. Mm. Still, they did not believe. Then he told them that you have to, this camel, one day it will drink, the other day your camels will drink. That also, and he said, don't cause any harm to this camel. But the worst person of the community came and slaughtered Ayatullah, Naqatullah. In other words, whatever guna you can make will appear like a picnic if you don't make your tazkiyah. If you don't correct yourself, if you're not worried of bringing tazkiyah and correcting yourself, Allah gives the example of the people of Thamud, what destruction will come. One time, our sheikh was traveling from Jeddah to Medina Sharif. With him was his sheikh, Hadrat Maulana Shah, Abrar al-Haqsa, rahmatullah alayh. It was summer. Saudi is a very hot country. The car was parked in the sun. When they sat in the car, it was like they sat in an oven. So when Abrar al-Haqsa told the driver, why don't you put the AC on? It's so hot. So he said, the AC is on, Hazrat. But it looks like somebody's window is open and the hot loo, the hot air from outside is coming in. That's why the car is so hot. They saw one window was open, they closed it. Then very quickly, the car became cool and comfortable. Then Mawlana Abrar al-Haqsa rahmatullah alayhi said, look, the AC was giving the cool wind. It was doing its work. But we were uncomfortable. We were not getting its benefit. Why? Because the hot wind from outside was still coming in. When we close the hot wind, now we are comfortable. And then he said, the ummah today, alhamdulillah, are doing lot of good work. Look at our namazes, masjids getting full, our youngsters, our women folk in Parla. Lot of good work. How many people are, no matter how much they're extending the haramain, it's not enough. More people are going for umrah. All the good is happening. The AC of Jannat is on. The cool breeze of Jannat is coming with all these good deeds. But we did not make our tazkiyah, we did not close the window of the hot air of Jahannam. Our gunas we are not worried about. We worried of doing not good deeds, but we are not worried of cleansing ourselves. So the hot air of Jahannam is coming. That is why the ummah as a whole is still parishan. Hey, wherever we see the difficulties, the depression people are going, insomnia, people can't sleep at night, the problems in the families, the problems in the communities, the problem in religious organizations, the infighting, the disputes, the arguments which are taking place, the hot air of Jahannam we didn't close. The Sqiya means only this. Close the hot air of Jahannam which is coming in. You are getting the AC of the cool breeze of Jannah. Just close this and then see how you will have peace and comfort. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashrafali Khan has given a very beautiful example. He says a young man married 20-25 age, more or less married, marriageable age. Every night when he got married, he's wetting the bed, doing urine in the bed. So his wife said, what problem you got? Small children, 2-3 years, they got this problem. Then we take out the habit. We stop the liquids by asr time, or we make some taweez, give them medication, and slowly the children come out of, you're a grown up man. So he said, actually what happens, when I sleep, then shaitan comes in my dream. And he takes me for a long walk. And after a long time, everyone needs to go to the loo. So I tell Shaitan, I need to go to the loo, to the toilet, to relieve myself. In my dream, he shows me a modern, ultra-hygienic, clean toilet. I go there, I do my thing there. In the morning, I realize it happened in the bed. So the wife said, oh, Shaitan is such a good friend of yours. Every night he comes and takes you for a long walk. You know, we are so poor people, we haven't got money. And Shaitan is the Amir of all the evil jinnat. And they know exactly where all the money is kept, everywhere. Tell him, what is this? He makes you make urine in the bed. Tell him to show you where the money is kept. Bring some money that we need. So he said, bright ideas. So that night when Shaitan came in his dream again, he told Shaitan. Shaitan said, no problem. Why didn't you tell me long ago? Come, I'll take you now. He showed him a huge chest of gold, diamonds, rubies, and all valuable things, cash, money, everything. He was very excited also. He went and picked it up. It was very heavy. He did number two. Now in the morning, the wife said, what you did now? Every day you were doing number one, you did now. What you did now? So he explained. He said, rather just do what you were doing before. That's not so bad. This is even worse. This example, many of us remember, but the moral, the lesson, we don't remember. The important thing is the moral. Manana Tanvir Akhtalani explained, to do your urine, number one, number two, in the toilet also is dirty, filthy, but it's the right place. You flush it, it's gone. And if your flush is not working and you've got the ensuite toilet, the smell comes in your bedroom also. You can't sleep properly also. But it's working, it's flush, it's gone. But if you make it in the bed, how good? So this is like what guna is, what sins are. Like urine and stool in the bed. Can we imagine a person who is eating very good food, vitamins, best food, biryani, everything, but he drinks urine also. And he takes stool and he rubs it on his body. When we are making our namazas, our tilawat, our zikr, all good things we are doing, today most of us got roza also, I suppose, everything. But we are committing guna also with that. That is worse than drinking urine and eating stool. That is even worse of rubbing stool on our body. Can we imagine, we are having nikah here, Sunday 11 o'clock, somebody's nikah. And that person was working on his car. And he has got his overall on oil, grease on his body, and oh, it's late, I didn't get time to shower, and he come and sit for his nikah like this. With all that grease and oil, that dirt, people will chase him away from the door. But you can't come in a masjid here like this, which we cannot see. But our gunas, we are coming in the masjid with worse dirt and that oil and grease also. It comes clearly in the hadith Sharif. When a person speaks a lie, backbites, then the smell of it is so bad for every individual Muslim, non-Muslim, Allah has fixed security for. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِن خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah has given everyone his security, the malaika's security, farishtas, to protect. But when you lie, that farishtas go to such a distance, they can't take that smell. Hey, like we can't take the smell of urine or stool or something like that. This lie which we enjoy when we backbiting about somebody. And when we backbite about ulama, even worse. We backbite and speak bad and ill of the buzurgs and pious people. Iman is at stake. So dangerous it is. But we enjoy talking about that person. How many times we are rolling over on our stomach, laughing so much, whole stomach is shaking. We make talking, making ribat about somebody. And that is even worse than the urine and the stool. So these are those things that we have to cleanse ourselves. Eh? If you've got a 20-liter can and you want to fill zamzam, and first wash the can. With dirt in that can, don't fill your zamzam. First wash it. Tazkiyah, Allah referred to it first. Al aflaha man zakkah. That tazkiyah, cleanliness comes first. So this is most important. A few examples. See, we can do all our work of deen, whatever field, tabligh work, khanqa work, darul uloom work, social welfare, jihad, whatever we want to do. But if there isn't ikhlas, it is zero. In fact, it is minus, not even zero. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, on three occasions he spoke an apparent lie, which looked like a lie, but he didn't lie. Toria, what is called. One was when he broke all the idols in the temple. And they asked him, who did this? Man fa'ala hadha bi'alihatina hadha? He said, kabiruhum hadha. The big idol, he put the axe around him. He said, he's standing there, you can see, and all the idols are broken. Evidence is clear, the whole scene of the crime. You can see who's guilty, who did it. So outwardly he's dead. The other, when they were going for the idol worship functions out of town, he told him, you also come with us. He said, ana saqim, I am sick. And the third time, when he got married to his wife Sarah, and he was traveling with her, there was a notorious king. If anyone was a newly wed wife, he would lay his hands in a bad way on that woman. If it was not the wife, he wouldn't interfere with her. So when they were going, so they asked him, who is this here with you? So he said, hadhi ukhti Sara. This is my sister, Sara. It was his sister. We also, when we make bayan, we say, my respected mothers and sisters. And even if it's your wife, you say, my respected mothers and sisters. So it was his sister. So three occasions this. Two Allah mentioned in the Quran Sharif. The other one Allah did not mention in the Quran Sharif. The two about the breaking of the idols, and the one of the when he said, I'm sick. Because that 100% he did it only for Allah's pleasure. About his sister, that was also only for Allah. But a man, your own wife, everyone has got that ghairat in him. Another person wants to lay his hand on my wife, you can't take it. Your own share is also in there. That Allah did not mention in the Quran. That level of ikhlas Allah wants for us. If we don't develop that level of ikhlas, we can have big problems. We might our whole life do deeds work. Like for example, 0 plus 0 equals 0. 0 plus 0 plus 0, 100 equals 0. If you don't have one of Iman in front, everything is 0. If you've got Iman and you haven't got one of Ikhlas in front, everything is 0. It's not acceptable to Allah Ta'ala. And if you've got one in front, 1 and 0, how much? Another 0? 100. Another 0? Another value just increases if you got Ikhlas. Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, who did great, great social welfare work. Nehr Zubaydah is famous still today. When there was no water in Makkah Sharif, she dug the well from a canal of water from Baghdad to Makkah Sharif. When she passed away, somebody saw her in a dream and asked her, how did it go? She said, Allah gave me hot water dance, great, great dance. That person asked, was it because of all your social welfare what she was famous for? How much she did? She said, that all went to the partners. That is, when you do things like in a public way, many times shaitan comes, people must speak, people must appreciate. Do it for name, fame. She said, all that, and Allah, if you do it, I think 99% for Allah and 1% for Ghairullah, for name, fame, show. Allah gives everything to his partner. We are such that we try and take even the right things of the partner, we want to also assert that. But Allah, little bit you do for Allah and for anything else, for name, fame, worldly gain, Allah gives it all to his partner. Allah does not take any. So she said, all that went to the partners. So then, how did you get? She said, I had made certain niyats, but at 100% ikhlas, which nobody knew, it was in my heart all the time. On that niyat which were in the heart, Allah gave me everything. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi says, every person must have some such amal actions, even if they mustahab and nafil, but which no one knows about, not even your wife, no one. Those actions will help you very greatly on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, quantity is not going to help, quality. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا not أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. Allah wants to see quality. If you did a big amal but no ikhlas, nothing. You did a small amal but with sincerity, surely for Allah, great, great value by Allah. So to develop, this is what is called tazkiyah. Bring this ikhlas in you. Now do whatever you want to and see how it's going to help you. And you did not develop ikhlas, you did not worry about sincerity, whatever you will do, huge buildings you are building, you didn't put foundation. Just one shot it will be wide, one wind will blow it away. That is very, very important. One time, also with regard to the ikhlas, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah explains, a person who made three hajj in those days, which we say kasoti no hajj, very, very hard, living in a village, and people should go, I saw with my eyes, people like that, they should come for hajj when we were young, for 12 months, 6 months, 18 months preparation, rice they bring from the house, flour from the house, ghee, oil, everything, cook themselves. Person living in the village with all this, he goes now with a box wagon till the tar road, means from some village. At the tar road, they put all this on the bus and they go to the city. Some people go with till there, some people till the city. From the city, they take the train to Bombay, to Karachi, and now some people go with till there. Now they should prepare their passport, visa, everything, not like our Hajj of today. Another 3-4 weeks they should spend there. Go by ship to Jeddah, and those seas are very rough. What they should go through on the seas there? Then in Jeddah, it was like beyond the customs there, and those officials should not worry. Just poke into their tents, into their rice bags, and everything falling this way, that way. Then going by camel to Makkah Sharif. 3-4 days by camel, and the Bedouins used to waylay them, rob them on the way. Another 2-3 weeks to go to Medina Sharif, a person who made 3 hajj like that. After completing his 3rd hajj, some visitors came, and he told his son or his khadi, give this person my zamzam water of my 3rd hajj. In that one sentence, 3 hajj down the drain. Even he did it with ikhlas. But now Allah made you a show of Allah. That I'm not single haji, I'm not double haji, I'm triple haji. In that one sentence, 3 hajj down the drain. So, and we're not conscious. And remember, a person who has got ikhlas will always, Ibn Mulaykar says, in Bukhari Sharif rahmatullah alayhi narrates us, he met 30 sahaba who all fear, I got difaq, I'm a hypocrite. A person who got ikhlas will always, I'm riyakar, I'm makkar, I'm a munafiq, I'm not right. A person who's got consciousness. And a person who doesn't, he hasn't got ikhlas and he thinks, I'm a big mukhlis, I don't have to make effort for ikhlas. I got ikhlas, I'm doing everything. The sign that you are content with yourself is a sign you haven't got that ikhlas. And when you fear on yourself, I don't know what is my condition. I'm a makkar, I'm a riyakar. That person has got inshallah ikhlas. So ikhlas, how important is, we are doing everything, but we didn't worry about ikhlas. One time, one uzur was going for Jummah namaz. He finished bath, clean Jummah clothes, great uzur, great pious person, non-prominent person. Yet to cross a bridge which was very narrow, only one person can cross at a time. When he reached this side of the bridge, a dog was coming from that side. So he made a sign to the dog, "You go down, let me cross." What was it? He had in his heart, "I'm better than the dog. What is a dog?" And at the bottom, raw sewage was flowing, urine, stool, etc. So Allah gave the dog a tongue. Allah has got the qudrat. And the dog told him, "You go from the bottom, let me cross from the top." So he said, "I'm going for Jummah, I finished part, and I got my clean clothes." He said, "You walk through that raw sewage, everything, one lota, jug of water, you can make yourself part again. You can clean yourself. Clean your body, clean your clothes, and you can carry on for your Jummah. But if you go from on top, and pride is in you, you think you are better than, and dog is amongst the lowest of animals, and insan is ashraful makhluqat. But if you think you are better than me, than the dog, then all the seven oceans of the world, that water cannot purify. You will remain dirty and you will remain napak, not of this physical napaki, of napaki of the heart, pride. And you will not be able to, for that, enter Jannah, you won't get the fragrance of Jannah. A person who got one iota, one grain of pride in him, he won't get the fragrance of Jannah. And the fragrance of Jannah will go to a distance of 500 years out of journey, out of Jannah. He won't even come soon. And he will, if Allah did not make him mark, he did not make Tawbah before he died, he will have to go and burn out that pride of his in Jannah. He had iman, he will go to Jannah eventually. But he'll have to go and burn that pride of burn out that pride of his, then he will be eligible to go to Jannah. If we have got this pride in us, hey, today, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah has prescribed this ma'amula for every person in order to humble ourselves every day, one time in 24 hours at least, think, hal mein, presently, tamam musalmano mein, of all the Muslims, Abdul Hamid to sabse better or kamtar, I'm the worst of all the Muslims. We don't know what quality, we might be making namaz, we've got sunnah outwardly, everything. But maybe there's some pride in us, malice, jealousy in the heart, which Allah dislikes, and you are finished, you are thrown out by Allah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi writes that one person in a village died. This person, he was known as a womanizer, gambler, adultery, wine, everything. Every night coming home, 1-2 o'clock, drunk, he passed away. Nobody came for his janazah. Not even his neighbors, not family, not friends, no. 3 days, and the wife paid some laborers, and 4 laborers gave them money, take his body, you give ghusl. How you know, laborers are usually not aware of Sharia and that, and you put janazah, and you take him to the qabristan. If you get somebody to make janazah namaz, well and good. If you don't, bury without janazah. They prepared his whole janazah, they took it. Allah put in the heart of the wali of that time and that area that my wali's janazah is in the qabristan. You go and you perform his janazah namaz. He got up when they went, "Oh, it's this man who we all know what kind. He's Allah's wali, this man." Anyway, Allah's command, they made janazah, they went straight to his wife. "What kind of husband was your, who was your husband? What kind of a man? We knew him to be the worst." She said, "He was like that, but he had two habits in him. One was that he used to come late, 12, 1 o'clock, drunk. But he used to then take a bath the late hours in early hours of the morning, tahajjud time. Then he should cry to Ya Allah, who I'm the worst person. Ya Allah, which corner of Jahannam is crying to Allah?" The other, he always kept a yatim, an orphan in the house. And before he ate, the yatim, the orphan must eat. Before he got clothes, the orphan must get clothes. So we cannot judge anyone. We can't think just because of an outward condition or whatever, I'm better than somebody. Little bit of this pride will totally destroy a person. Shaykh Al-Hind, rahmatullahi, saw one Hindu of Deoband in general, walking around carefully. You say, Lalaji, there is Mahmoud of Dapur, no entry for you. How you came into Jannah? You're not allowed to come yet. He says, Walviji, just before I died, many unkahat kehti. What was the boo for me to say, La ilaha illallah was haram? I read La ilaha illallah. Allah straight away gave me Jannah. So we cannot judge any person. So this is a pride if it comes into us. Today, what we do, if our eyes are not in control, looking at other women, whether it is on the street, whether wherever it is, one huzur was making tawaf at Kaaba Sharif. He saw one person at the multazam making, Ya Allah, give me mortal iman. Ya Allah, give me mortal. Only this. So the huzur really heard it quite a bit. And the other duas to make the children, only making this one dua. He said, you don't know my story. He said, what's your story? He said, I had two brothers. The elder one, 40 years made, gave azan, lillah pillah, no money. But when his mort came, he said, please give me the Quran Sharif. We gave him the Quran Sharif, we all got happy. He said, I got nothing to do with this kitab. I'm dying today, I'm dying as a Christian. And he died as a Christian. The other brother, 30 years, making giving azan, lillah, fillah. When mort came, he said, I'm dying like a Jew today. So he said, now it's my turn. And mort is not on iman, everything is lost. You could be the owner of the whole world, all the buildings, all the airplanes, the ships, the woman you could have. But if you don't die on iman, nothing is not worth anything whatsoever. So now he says, it's my chance. So he asked, why your brothers? He said, the eye, one of the eyes. Now we make a mistake, everyone is human, we make tawbah istighfar, that is, but a habit. How many of us, big beard, wallah, how many women's phones come to the family, that my husband, and when we think of that husband, big huzur, big pious person, Maulvi, Tablighi, Sufi, but the wife caught him watching on the internet, or watching the filth and dirt, as a habit it has become. On our cell phones, what filth and dirt is not on the cell phone today? Temptations everywhere. When it becomes a habit like this, and you can't stay without looking at this filthy, when a person enjoys eating stool, and he enjoys drinking urine, what is the condition of this woman of the street, this filth and dirt to look? And today we don't worry of making this Islam. We think it's a guna, you can't avoid it. And how many good people, Allah only knows, Allah may raham on us, what will happen. Then love of dunya, hubb dunya ra'sa kulla khati'a. The love of this dunya is a total destroyer. We can be making namaz, we can be making tilawah, umrah, giving 4 months, spending time with our sheikh. But if we didn't take out the love of dunya, we will commit those gunas like the people of Thamud, that all the drugs and adultery will be a picnic in front of them. This love of dunya is a total destroyer and killer. How many cases don't we know? I'll just mention one, which we in our country it happened. The doctor till today is in jail. The love of dunya, he took out insurance policy for his wife in those days, many years ago, million rands. First of Ramzan, he took her to a takeaway to invite for iftari food. He arranged it. Some black people came, they took his wife, raped her, killed her in Ramzan at iftari time, just for money's sake. He got caught, till today he's in jail. And he's safer in jail. If he has to come out, he will be killed in a worse way. The family is not we know the family personally. They will not spare that person. Love of dunya is a, if we don't take out love of dunya from the heart, our namaz is in dunya all the time. Tilawat, Ramzan, tahajjud, our tahajjud is for the sake of dunya. Everything we're doing for the sake of, if we don't take out the love of dunya. So all these terrible diseases, today jealousy, what fights are not taking place amongst pious people? Amongst impious organizations, I'm better than you. You must listen to me. I will listen to you. Openly we don't say it, but if you see the underlying current, this is what is it, what is causing our fight. So tazkiya and nafs, we have to understand. When a person, Allahu Akbar, one alim now, who we feel who are doing wrong things, going on TV and that, he said, well, we're going to Jahannam, don't worry about us. Uh-huh. To say a thing like that, Quran Sharif says, what's it in Singapore? That what gave them the courage to say that we don't fear the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. So if we don't make our tazkiyah, a person will say, I don't worry, I'm going in my qabr, I'll suffer in my qabr. It's something easy to say, I'll suffer, if we have any idea what is the suffering of the qabr. But if a person has got this worry, he'll be very concerned by tazkiyah. So this is also one department of our deen. Tabligh and da'wah is a great department. Darul Ulooms is a great department. Our Makatib is a great. Everything is great. This is also one great department to be concerned and worried of our tazkiyah. And just like you can't become an engineer in a medical college. You can't become an engineer while doing matriq. You can't become a doctor while doing matriq. Tazkiyah, Allah Himself has made a separate department of. And that is what we call the Khanqa department, going by Ahlullah Buzurgani Deen. By the way, Jummah Bayans, we hear also our tazkiyah gets done. By the way, you become an alim, also tazkiyah gets done. But tazkiyah which is required by Allah is a separate department of its own. Till we don't do that tazkiyah, we are ala khatariqa, ala khatariqa azim. Allahu Akbar. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, An-nasu kulluhum halka. Mankind, all of them are in destruction. إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. But those who are alims, not necessarily a qualified alim, but who know the masalas about them. وَالْعَالِمُونَ كُلُّهُمْ حَلْقَ إِلَّا الْعَامِلُونَ. And the ulama, those who have knowledge of deen, whatever level, they also will be destroyed unless they make amal on that knowledge of this. وَالْعَالِمُونَ كُلُّهُمْ حَلْقَ. And all those who are making amal also, hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be also described, إِلَّا الْمُخْلِصُونَ, unless they have got ikhlas in their amal also. وَالْمُخْلِصُونَ عَلَى خَطَرٍ عَظِيمٍ. And those who have got Islam or ikhlas, they are on danger ground all the time. You don't know when shaitan will influence you. And all your behavior, what you did in the past, in one sentence shaitan will make you give it away. So therefore, and Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib was an expert in this. That for example, a person says, how he should catch us on small words. That example doesn't come to mind, but like he should say that a person says, for example, about some good talk what was carrying on. And he says, yeah, I also was there. So what just that, I also was there, you want to make it known, I'm also part of it. Why didn't you keep quiet at that time? What was the necessity that you make it known? I also was part of that. I was also there. In that one sentence, you destroyed your participation in all that good thing. If your niyat was that you wanted to show, I also did all that. And this comes into us, wallah, we don't realize how shaitan works. I'll end off on this year. On one occasion in a majlis, and the whole of deen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked to the sahaba in majlis. We read continuously in the hadith kitabs, kunna jalisna ma'a rasulillahi sallam, kunna fi majlisi rasulillahi. The sahaba used to sit with Nabi, they were learning deen. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's a pitch black night, and a pitch black storm, and a pitch black ant. Nobody can see that ant moving, nobody can hear its moving. More stealthier, more secretly than that, riyakari, to do things for name and fame, sum'ah, people must talk about it. Worldly pain comes into the heart, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. And they don't even know this disease has come in the heart. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, oh Allah's Rasul, in that case all of us will be destroyed. That we're making whole night namaz, we are giving zakat, we're going hajj, umrah, jamaat, khanqah, darul uloom, becoming alims, mufti. But riyakari came, everyone will be destroyed. So this is how this for name, pain comes in, and a person doesn't even know. And when a person thinks I'm a real mukhlis, that person is on the biggest danger. He's in great, great danger. So these are those things that we have to make effort for. And together with all work of deen, this also, if we don't do this, we'll do so much. But it must not happen that at the time of mort, everything we see. In the Quran Sharif it comes, haba'an mansura. People who did amal without iman, or amal without ikhlas, that amal will come, huge amal. It is like a house you got 6 months, 1 year you didn't enter the house, you didn't need it. Now when you open the drawer, dust everywhere. You take one feather duster, you just knock it, all the dust flies away. All the amal will fly away like that. Huge amal will come, but there wasn't iman, there wasn't ikhlas. It will just fly away like that. So therefore, it is very, very necessary that we must have concern of sifat. And remember, nowhere did Allah announce His help. That inna Allaha ma'al musallin, Allah's help is with the namazis. Inna Allaha ma'al ma'as-saimin, nowhere. But what qualities, sifat. Wa inna Allaha la ma'al muhsinin, wa inna Allaha la ma'al muttaqin. What qualities Allah's help is. And if we don't develop these inner qualities and we are just building the outward form and inside there is no life in it, Allah's help is not with that. You can make your best namaz, but outwardly, how many people, surah, khushu, hudu, etc. But inside, they are the way they are thinking. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that a person who is like serious from keeping his eyes down, doesn't even look around, very serious, like he's on the heavens all the time. But that person, if he's doing it to show people that I'm a very pious person, I got hot fikr all the time, die old fikr, I'm just always concerned and that. But if he's doing it to show people that they must think I'm a very big girl, I got lot of fikr and I got lot of concern and that, he's the worst riyakar. The example of his is like that bird, I'm forgetting the name, it's got a long beak. It stands by the water like a big buzurg, like sleeping muraqabah. But the minute a fish comes, the way it grabs the fish. So people like this, like that, they lot thicker, lot of nothing to do with dunya. But one woman comes, the way they, in 1 second, how they look at her, the whole picture is in his heart. He knows her properly, but outwardly, like big, big buzurg, he's carrying on and everything, dressing everything. But when it comes to seeing a woman, or how he looks at her, not only the outside, he sees the whole inside. So he x-ray eyes his body. Like this, birds have got that extra eyes and they see everything. Outwardly he might look, oh, what a big buzurg he is. But he is the worst. Aise lagta hai ki asman par hai, arsh par hai, lekin zameen par dhara hua hai. He's got no. So very, very important that we pay attention to this department of deen. There is also one department of deen. Don't eliminate it. Don't make nasiya mansiya as if it does not exist. If we don't worry about our health, we only worry making money, traveling, and your health is bad, correct your health first. Otherwise all your things are only going to help you. May Allah give us tawfiq and this great work of da'wat and tabligh. And this does not mean, don't take the wrong meaning, now we're not going in jamaat, we're going to divorce our wives, we're going to close our shops now, and we're only going to make tazkiyah. No, together with all the work, make our tazkiyah also. Together with all the work, learn deen also. Make our test, and this is what Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali wanted. One person, a great alim, asked Mawlana Ilyas, what is your object of this work? When he started, it was something new. It was non-existent before that. He said that my object is, be talabo mein mehnat karke. Those who haven't got any inclination to deen. Millions of Muslims are there, they got nothing to do with deen. Who's going to call them to deen? Be talabo mein mehnat karke, unme talab paida karna. They haven't got any thirst of deen to create the thirst. Talab paida ho jaye to inko ulama se mutalliq karna taaki apna deen seekhe. Then to connect them with the ulama and let them learn their deen. Aur buzurgan deen se mutalliq karke wo apni islah kare. And then to connect them with the buzurgan deen so the islah is made. This is what Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali wanted. In Ijtima of Lanesia, Mawlana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, Hidayati Bayan, 10 minutes, I was translating for Hazrat. Hazrat cried, ay mere pyare bhaiyo, ye jo tum kehte ho ki masail ki taalim zaruri nahi, ye tum bilkul ghalat kehte ho. This that you say we don't have to learn ta'awul masail is totally what's wrong what you are saying. In jama'at, no masail ta'alim. But when you are at your home, make sure you are learning masail from the ulama. Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi say, najat ka daru madar fazail par nahi hai, najat ka daru madar masail par hai. Fazail is for tashweed, to get encouraged. If you don't have encouragement, how? But don't stop there. Now learn the proper masala. One, just going longer and longer, ma'am, but I'll hope now let's just the last. One buzurg, who is own made buzurg. He didn't become a buzurg by somebody making him a buzurg. He didn't have masail knowledge, anything, living in a cave. One person became water cave, big buzurg, living in a cave. He went and stayed with him. That my Islam will make, I will get Allah's muhabbat. He then buzurg had the desire to smell some attar. The nafs, every person sometimes he like, I must put some attar, etc. So he said, oh, nafs, you want to smell attar? I'll give you attar to smell. He took stool number two and he put it in his nose. He covered it up, smell. You will never make your Islam. He didn't know what is Islam. He thought he knew what is Islam. So he put a stool in his nose. And then this murid, after a few days, he said, Hazrat, this what is in your nose? He says, my nafs, I'm such a big mujahid. My nafs wanted to smell adab. I made Islam of my nafs. I put stool. He said, but Hazrat, as far as that is concerned, your ghusl is not made, your wuzu is not made. How can your namaz be made with napaki? It's not, your namaz is not made also. He was sincere. He said, yeah, my son, what you are telling me is right. So if we don't know how to make our Islam, we do it upside down. We're thinking we're making our Islam, we're making worse our condition. Learn from those people whose Islam was made by those which reaches till Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to make Islam. Otherwise, we want to try and make our own Islam, we'll make our more bigger mess also. So therefore, inshallah, we can make Islam. Who is ready, inshallah, to get this encouragement of me and then further to make our Islam everything. Give your names, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Come and give brothers, mashallah. Give our names, mashallah.
For what? 4 months, what tashkil you need?
4 months, inshallah.
Come.
Salam, inshallah. Jin.
MashaAllah.
Allah Ismail.
Some brothers are going out cash. No, afterwards.
Yusuf.
MashaAllah, Mawlana Ismail. MashaAllah. Come.
MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah.